You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm particularly excited about our guest today and our topic. I am Brian Hobbs, Director of Communications with the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. And with me is Keith Burkhart, Family and Men's Ministry Specialist. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Doing great. Now, for our listeners out there, I was hoping you could just tell us, you know, in general terms about your ministry at the BGCO and some of your involvement in the state.
Yes. Brian, I'm so privileged to work with families and men across our state. Just celebrated 4 years being with the BGCO. And part of the strategy was to really pour my work and effort into reaching men. So I really believe if you, when you reach a man, you reach his home, you impact his church, and of course, our culture. And so,
fantastic. Congratulations on 4 years. What are some of the events that just happened or about to that would be involved in a men's ministry like that?
Well, just over the weekend, just tell you what's going on across our state. Last Friday night, I was in Lawton helping some pastors there with a men's conference. I spoke Friday night. Dr. Jordan spoke on Saturday. There were breakout sessions. Got up early Saturday morning and went to Bartlesville to help with another men's conference at Bartlesville Eastern Heights. And so there's a lot of activity. A lot of people think it's just around Rewired in April, but we're impacting men's lives throughout the year.
And tell our listeners, in case they're not familiar, about Rewired. What is it? When does it happen?
Yes, Rewired is our state men's conference. It's just turned into something that far exceeded our dreams. God has given us great favor. It is a men's event, but it's a multi-generational men's event. When I came on, I felt like it's important to reach younger men, and so we invite those younger men, 13 and older, into this manhood experience. And last year, we had somewhere around 3,600 or so men. Now, men from all over Texas,
wow,
and across Oklahoma, other states are coming to the conference.
That's exciting. And actually, our listeners could find out more at bgco.org about that under the men's ministry zone. Now, Keith, you are a father, and you and your wife have children.
We have 10 children.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, you know firsthand about the importance of fathers and the role a father can play. Could you unpack that a little about why that is important? And
well, of course, it is the fabric of the home. A healthy family is centered around a spiritual, godly man. A lot of men are confused what a biblical man looks like, and I really have a passion to help men in this process of understanding their manhood. There's a lot of confusion, gender confusion out there, and what it really means to be a man. And as we've merged and blurred those lines of gender neutrality, there is a lot of confusion with our young men and those men in their 20s, and with the breakup of the home and absent fathers, there's a great need to champion fatherhood and manhood in the church, but give them the right tools, a process to move into discipleship with other men.
And what I like about what you do, you offer a meat and potatoes approach that almost any man can pick up and run with. It's
right.
Not taking an advanced degree. It's simply taking responsibility for the role God gave you, and that's exciting to me. Now, you hinted at some of the challenges of fathers today and men. What are some others that you see in society maybe that are working against men?
We live in a very busy culture. Our society seems to be, even though we have all the electronic media and everything at our disposal, life is very, very busy and very hard. There's a lot of uncertainty out there with men, as one of the greatest fears men have is being a provider. Mm-hmm. And most men, one of three great fears they have is going broke or not being able to provide, or how to really lead out. They're afraid, they're fearful of their wives rejecting their leadership. And then another thing men fear is the fact that maybe their children will rebel against their leadership and their authority. And it seems that is prevalent in the church. When I work with men, I think that we can boil it down to those three areas. But in culture, you know, finances, debt, there's an uncertainty what will happen tomorrow. All these things that weigh against a man, it just seem to press him down even more and compound the fact that these are things that are important to him, knowing that he can provide for his family. And so this is a very difficult day for a lot of men. They're very fearful about how they're going to provide and how they're going to lead. And so I believe we have the answers. We can assist them with those answers by helping them with finances. We can show them what God says about these areas and really come alongside them.
That's right. And, of course, there are many temptations and minefields out there, and Keith or people at the Baptist building would be happy to come alongside anyone who may be struggling.
Yeah, and you talk about these landmines. Pornography is a huge issue.
Yes.
As, of course, we know in men's lives, it seems to be ravaging men across our land and homes, the effects of that in their marriage, with their children. And so there are just many things. So they're in the home, but very absent. They're disconnected from their children. They're distracted. And so we need to help men get refocused on what's important and really on how they can impact their families and bring success in the lives of their children through God's principles and God's favor that will keep them from falling into these traps. But they really need to be role models in that.
Amen. And, you know, I think we sometimes feel like we're in a losing fight, but with Christ on our side and banding together, mm-hmm. I think we could see victory. And there's a movement afoot, not only through the people you're involved with, but nationally. In fact, I wanted to get to this topic. There's an important mm-hmm. movie coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about it and how it relates to what we've been discussing?
Yes. We are so blessed to have a movie coming out September 30th. Titled Courageous.
Mm-hmm.
I began working with Michael Catt, the pastor of Sherwood Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia, about 2 years ago. He actually was at Rewired, and we showed the entire movie to those at Rewired on Friday night. And it had such an impact on those men's lives. And so they are prepared because of their experience through Fireproof and what it did in marriage and the resources that came about from that. This movie has the potential to set a renewal, an awakening of fatherhood across our land. I really believe it does. And so there are great opportunities, many things that churches can do to empower their men through this movie if they're prepared.
And this is a church that saw, well, if the world can do movies and sway people away, what if the church engaged and created a powerful, dramatized story that has humorous moments and memorable moments and characters you like and relate to? And you hinted at it's part of a series. This is from the same creators of the movie Fireproof, starring Kirk Cameron. And
right.
There are volunteer actors, you might say, but it's really well done. I've seen it as well, Keith, and was highly impacted by it. Now, there's a website, Courageous the Movie.
Yes, then go to CourageousTheMovie.com.
And you said September 30th.
September 30th is the release. Now, many churches are getting on board, and so I'd like to encourage our churches out there to go to the theaters. They may not have the movie in their community, but they can go to a community such as Lawton or Tulsa or Oklahoma City or some of the larger communities and make an opportunity for their men to gather for breakfast and go see a Saturday matinee on a Saturday, and then be prepared for those next steps that the movie will offer in, as far as studies for men.
That's right. It'll be on our website as well. We'll have resources. We've been talking to Keith Burkhart, Family and Men's Ministry Specialist. Much more could be said. We'll have you back on the show, Keith, and talk about what God's doing through you in the ministry. But thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you for what you're doing.
Blessings to you. You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program in the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit baptistmessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.